The problem is when you have traffic leaving the Tesco roundabout, going over in front of the old Oatfield factory, turning left to go up the hill there to the fire station, there's a wall on your left-hand side. So whenever you go onto that junction, there's a very short window where you can see up to your left where the pedestrians are. Most people's eye at that stage when they're coming onto the roundabout is to the traffic that's on the right-hand side. And I think people turn around that corner and all of a sudden there are pedestrians halfway across the road. I just know of one incident where a girl had to stop. Somebody had stopped in front of her and she actually ran into the back of the car in front of her coming off the you know, going onto the roundabout. So I just think, you know, even 5 or 10 yards further back would give people a chance to see what's happening in front of them when they come off there. I'd be hoping that that will be done, you know, now whenever they put in their active travel project. So hopefully there'll be a positive outcome to that.
And so the hope would be obviously that with lights at that junction, that's going to take away the problem. You're not going to have cars driving blindly around that area and suddenly encountering a pedestrian on the road. The drivers would have lights, the pedestrians would have lights. It'll be a lot more controlled and safe.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, and it'll be very welcome there. I think it's just a dangerous place, and it's a wide crossing as well. You know, it's a long way from one side of the road to the other on it, and I think people can get caught out the way it is there at the moment. So I think it'll be a lot safer for both people who are driving and for pedestrians at that point, and cyclists as well.